Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, on to actual commencement addresses that were given across New England this weekend. Lots of big names were offering up their pearls of wisdom and inspiration to college grads around the region. And we're going to hear highlights from some of those commencement speeches, beginning with former Vice President Joe Biden. He spoke at Colby College in Maine.
The problem that's going on in the Congress now is we don't tell stories one another anymore. Sounds silly, but I mean it. We don't know each other anymore. When you know somebody's mom has breast cancer, or you know somebody's dad just lost her job, or you know that you got a sister who is sick, it makes it hard to dislike that person. You get to understand and see their humanity.
And when it comes to revealing a guest's humanity on television, there is no more talented person at that than TV star Oprah Winfrey. She spoke to the graduates at Smith College in Northampton yesterday.
You know, the reason why I could talk to over 37,858 people, but who's counting, in individual conversations from every place and station in life is that I figured out early on what Maya Angelou had taught me, and that is we are more alike than we are different. And the most important thing I learned, I want to share with you. I learned it through thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of conversations every day, where I tried to be so fully present with every person, to see them, to hear them.
And Winfrey said she began noticing something, that after every interview during her career, the person interview she was talking to would ask her whether the conversation was okay.
What is that? Why does everybody, including Beyonce, when all her Beyonce-ness, at the end of dancing on stage, hand me the mic and say, was that okay? It's because every person, every argument you've ever been in, every confrontation or conversation, every person just wants to know they were heard. Every argument you have with your friends is not about whatever it is you're arguing about. It's ultimately about, do you hear me? And many of you have even said, when you don't feel you're being heard, can you just hear me? Can you hear me? Can you see me? And could you understand that what I'm saying to you actually matters?
Well, at Tufts University, Kenya Barris said that if you're really going to hear and understand others, you have to hear and understand yourself. Barris is creator of the hit show Black-ish, and he said his first job as a TV writer was actually on a show with a mostly white writing staff.
It seemed like the only time they really actually cared about my voice is when they would ask me questions like, Kenya, how would a black guy say good morning? I would look at them and say, probably like that, dude. That's what I should have said. But instead, I was so happy just to be included in the conversation. I had to make up stuff like, what up, ma? Or goody mo, fam bam. Needless to say, I was quickly fired from that job.
Well, Barris started to write pilots for his own shows about a former male escort turned Catholic priest, or another one about a long-distance truck driver with narcolepsy.
And then after 19 failed pilots, I wrote Black-ish, and I finally got the call. It was going on TV. I couldn't believe it. What made this show different? Then it hit me. Black-ish was about me, about my family, and subsequently, the honesty of that personal story spoke to a lot more people than everything else. All this time, I had been trying to be other people and do what I thought other people wanted to see from me. But in the end, what ended up succeeding was a show that let me be honest and true, and most of all, let me be me. In fact, that attitude is the attitude I tell my writing staff to come in and work with every day. Be yourself. Think you might be a little racist? All good. Don't know if you're a sexist pig or not? Don't worry about it. Homophobic? Okay with me. I tell them to bring all that stuff into work, be willing to share it, come in and be themselves. See, that's where the best stories come from people from different walks of life just talking honestly.
And that honest conversation is exactly the prescription former Vice President Joe Biden believes the nation needs right now. He called on the graduates of Colby College to treat people with dignity and build the bonds of empathy.
Life can't be lived in the self-referential, self-reinforcing, self-righteous echo chamber we build for ourselves online. Living our screens encourages shallow and antiseptic relationships that make it easy to reduce others to stereotypes, to write another human being off as a bad person rather than someone who's just made a really bad decision. A person on the other side of the negotiating table, the other side of the political debate, a person who doesn't look like you, who lives in a community you've never visited, a person who has a different background or religion than yours. They're not some flattened version of humanity, reducible to a collection of parts and attributes. They're a whole person, flawed, struggling to make it in the world just like you. You have to work to ascribe to your opposition the same emotional complexity you find in yourself that you possess.
Compassion, confidence, empathy. The advice for personal growth and national reconciliation given by commencement 2017 speakers this weekend. Last thought today goes to Oprah Winfrey.
You must find a way every day to develop the spiritual muscle that is the interior, that is the deeper I, that is you. You make yourself full so your cup runneth over, so that you live this full, emboldened life with so much to give to others because your cup is running over. You can only do that by taking time to give back to yourself. So I encourage you, take care of yourself. Love yourself. Love fully yourself, because only people who love themselves have enough love to give to the rest of the world as a woman for the world.
The one and only Oprah Winfrey speaking at Smith College in Northampton yesterday. You also heard from former Vice President Joe Biden. He spoke at Colby College, and Blackish creator Kenya Barris, who spoke at Tufts University. And once again, as always, congratulations to every graduate of the class of 2017. We expect the best. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.